It's the time of the week again where Tony Everley joins us in the studio, Brentwood Town manager. And Tony, well, you can't argue with that today. Brentwood Town 3, Norwich United 0. What do you make of that?
So I could just say that again.
I will say, how many more times? Brentwood Town 3, Norwich United 0. I'll say it, do you want it again? Brentwood Town 3, Norwich United 0.
That's for the previous two games, but yeah. We should have had a probably similar scoreline, but ended up losing both matches. So, no, today was every player, everyone involved, you know, basically, not just today, but in the last six games that we've really been playing very well again. And, I'm just delighted.
I suppose you would say they're not playing any better than you've played the last couple of games, and it's just that the result has reflected this.
Yes, that's right. Our main problem has been that we've not taken the chances that we've had for various reasons, and obviously today was a different story. We took some of them, so I'm pleased.
And it's great for Brentwood today, considering taking advantage of results around you. None of the teams around you managed to pull out a win today, so it means Brentwood Town are now only 2 points away from safety and Sometown Rangers, so certainly not job done by any stretch of the imagination.
Oh no, as far as, listen, you know, today's just a small step in just trying to win every match that we've got. We've got another 10 to go. We'll be aiming to win every 10 because we believe we can win every 10, so we just got to keep going. If we keep playing like we've played recently in the last couple of months, then I don't see a problem. So,
and how are the boys feeling in there today after that game, pulling out such a decisive victory?
I think it's funny because I think it's a mixture of, you know, a lot of joy, but for relief, because we know it's not as if we not been able to see those results coming. They've been coming and we've been seeing them, and it's been every week that, you know, is there such a thing as lady luck? Who knows? But today, we didn't get lucky today, so hopefully, maybe those last two games were a blip, and we've got our shooting boots back on again and firing them in from now on.
Now, you're away to Tilbury next weekend in the league. You got any thoughts about what you want to do for that game, apart from obviously get the win?
Yeah, try and win 3-0 again. No, listen, Tilbury are a good side, managed well, have been there or thereabouts around the playoffs or just short of them the last couple of seasons. So, you know, it'll be a tough game. And we're giving the respect they deserve because they are good, but we just know what we can do when we get it right, and if we continue to get it right, then I think we're a match for anybody.
Now, one thing that's shown to me different to previous seasons is certainly you're trying to play more football the right way rather than playing it whacking it up to the front men. And I suppose that's been reflected in the pitch that you've got at the moment, because normally around this time of the year the pitch at Brentwood is looking pretty rough, but it's looking all right at the moment.
Yeah, funny enough, there was a bit of drainage put in the summer. The chairman's aware of the kind of football that I want to play and he wants to play, so we had to do a bit of work, and that little bit of work has actually helped, because, you know, I've been coming over to Brentwood over the years, and even speaking to the people today after the rainfall we had again early morning, everyone was expecting puddles around areas and very soggy, and yet it was really playable, and that did us a massive service today.
Now, also the thing that we've noticed this season has been the great togetherness that seems to be around the whole club at the moment, and there's a guy I want to mention who seems like he's been around Brentwood for absolutely ages, Arthur. Arthur is getting more and more appearances. He gets more appearances on the Twitter account than you do. For those who don't know, tell us a little bit about Arthur.
Well, obviously, I knew Arthur when I've been coming over here, but, you know, just because he's always here. But being my first season, I've got to know him. And he's just a guy that's been involved with the club for a long time. He's getting on a little bit, shall we say. Fantastic passion for the game. Used to play it a bit himself. Just loves, eats, drinks, breathes the football club. And he's, you know, the lads have embraced him. There's a great bit of camaraderie with the supporters as well as with the players. And Arthur's always in the middle of it all. And he just, I think he loves it as much as what we do.
And he does everything, doesn't he? Anything you ask Arthur to do.
Anything you ask him to do, whether it's to make you a cup of tea or can you put that now in that fence for us or whatever it may be, he's more than happy to do anything to help the club in any way.
Now, the big shock when I just opened the door to you now is you're carrying a slight injury. Normally, it's the rest of your squad who've been carrying injuries throughout this season. This time, it's you. Tell us a little bit of why you've got your arm in a... Are you in a cast? Or you,
no,
you're in a sling, at least.
A sling
you're
to in really a sling keep at least. It in the right position for healing purposes. No, I just decided that I had a flat tire just over a week ago, and I thought that what the morning I'd change it myself as opposed to calling out the RAC. And the jack had other ideas. So unfortunately, the car fell onto my hand, between my hand and the jack.
Okay. And does that, is that made it harder for you to point and shout at players this
no.
week? The medication's good enough for that one. Just want to also mention as well, we mentioned a couple of weeks ago, Jess Yeverley running for the Stroke Association at the London Marathon, isn't it?
She's yes, she's got a half marathon coming in a couple of weeks.
Okay. It's on justgiving.com, up to £737.40 last time I looked this morning. So we encourage people to
I know
get...
it's seven something. Yeah, she's getting there. So
we encourage people to get on all of that, and we might as well finish then. Great result today, hopefully the same next week. Can you just remind us of the scorers of the goals for us today?
The first goal was scored by Ife Ogunbayo, second was Brendan Cavalier, and the third goal was an unbelievable strike from Lamar Reynolds.